course, thanks to their excellencies for their thought-provoking dialogue with all of us, and we all just wish it could go on and on. It is now my pleasure to invite a wonderful supporter of Gladstone and an inspiring leader in our school district, and not so old a white man, Mr. Chris Kelly, our Vancouver Superintendent of the Schools, to make some closing remarks.
You have to know that what you're doing, and multiple ways is unique testimony to what we're saying and feeling here this morning around the importance of education and the determination with which a life makes this place and improves something for someone else. And you've also had some rather sharp evidence of the fact that human life is fragile. But in the evidence of the lives that have been lived, you also realize that the quality of a life lived is primary over the quantity of a life lived. And you've had such incredible evidence of that, and you are evidence of that. And that a human life, at the same time that it is fragile, it is remarkably powerful. But it's only remarkably powerful to the point to which you make the decision that it's going to be so in relation to what's possible for other people. But the evidence of that in this school is no less than remarkable. So that's why I'm drawn here, along with the other people that are drawn here today, to celebrate the fact that these people would come and connect with you in terms of the intersection of what your lives are meant within the community. Which moves me finally to my thanks to your excellencies. Each of you, it seems, seek in your own ways and also together to recognize and distinguish what are what we might call the wellsprings of humanity within the multiple cultures of Canadian people. It's a very broad, deep, elaborate mandate that you're fulfilling. It seems to me that it is a constitutional task. You certainly recognize your responsibilities within that, but it seems to me that it's grown from within you, each of you individually, in terms of the way in which and the reasons why you conduct yourself within the roles that you are. You've not only honored this school and its people by your presence here this morning, you have contributed phenomenally to the learning of a collective society, just by virtue of the choice that you have made to come here in the way you have this morning. To engage yourself with the people of the school, with us collectively as your fellow Canadians in the way you have. We admire your grasp of your role and the opportunities that you have seen that them afford you to pursue, frankly, what matters in this country. And what an amazing difference you are making to Canadian people by doing this. If we may, we want to say to you that as a student body, as a professional body, as a body of Canadian citizens, we are immensely proud of you.